Well, my assignment this morning is not necessarily to teach, but to testify. And so Gary said something yesterday, and it kind of stuck with me. So the Holy Spirit used you to... You know the scripture that Gary exhorted on a few nights ago in 2 Corinthians 8, where the word says, and I'm paraphrasing, I want to call to your remembrance the grace that was given on the churches of Macedonia and how that they gave. And then later in that same chapter, he talks about the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that though he was rich, he became poor, that I, through his poverty, might be made rich. Well, this morning is a brief testimony of my life, this walk, and giving and grace as grace comes on your life. Candy and I told you the other day, we've been married 34 years in June. We left high school, went to Bible college at 18 years old, came back. So ministry and things of the Spirit and being filled with the Spirit, I think I've been filled with the Spirit since I was 14 years old, something like that. So it wasn't new to me, but this walk, knowing how to deliberately walk in, was an absolute gift from God. In 1992, we had come back, got involved in a church. It was a large church. And my pastor at the time sent me out to visit this place in Immokalee and kind of just start a small study group out there. We got involved and later became the pastor, a long story, but I won't go into that. At the beginning of 92, we bought a large house in Fort Myers. And unbeknownst to me, amazing enough, right across the street was a pretty large church and a pastor that was originally kind of from Tulsa and they had moved down to Florida. And I won't mention his name, not that there was anything wrong with that. But he would have camp meetings and I didn't know of a Pastor Dave would come down to his camp meetings. And the biggest names of the biggest names would be there, and Pastor Dave would be sharing the pulpit. Well, I never attended. I didn't even know about it then. But at the end of 90, we bought the house in 92. The end of 96, I think it was, I got so hungry for God that I couldn't stand it. I was so hungry, and I knew that what I was hearing and what I was giving and what I was receiving, it just wasn't it. I was praying in tongues. I understood somewhat. But I was so hungry, and I also, at the time, came under some kind of emotional. I mean, it was like I didn't know what it was. I had a large, pretty large construction business. I had a Class A contractor's license, general contractor's license. In Florida, getting that, I mean, getting a construction license, most places is like you go down and pay for it. In Florida, you take a 12-hour test. It's 8 hours one day, 5 hours or something, 13 hours, something like that. It's comparable to the bar exam. I mean, it's really tough. And so, which means I could basically pull a permit on a 50-story condo in the state of Florida. So we weren't doing a whole lot of that general construction, but we were doing, me and my dad had construction businesses, and we parted ways, not because of problems. We just got so big, we said, hey, we've got some big crews here. We might be doing better on our own, doing this way and that way. So I was doing a lot of construction. It feels good to drive up in your pickup truck and look at these guys on, you know, all these crew guys working on your, you know, this condo down by the beach or whatever. And they're, you know, they're working for you and you're making a lot of money. And it felt pretty good. Although I was also pastoring part-time in Immokalee, and we were making the drive like three times a week, which was quite a bit. That was at the end of 96, and I was like, I remember the day that I walked in went into our bedroom, Candy and I's bedroom, and opened the windows and just, I was like, God, I am so hungry, please. And this is my words. Send me a mentor. Please, somebody on the planet knows where you're going. Somebody can fulfill, teach me. I knew it was God that ultimately, but somebody has got the right path into you. Please, Lord, please. I said the other day, we've got an elderly gentleman in our church that has actually moved from Illinois down, he and his wife, to help us receive revival. And he says, if you get real hungry for God, somebody will walk up and give you Pastor Dave's book. So, I started praying that prayer. And a lady of means and a lady that is one of our intercessors in the church came up and started feeding me Dave Roberson tapes. I didn't know who he was, what he looked like. And then she goes, she had been going to this man's conference that he had down in Fort Myers, and of all of the big guys that came in, and I'm not against any of those guys, and you'd know them all because they're all on TV. Of all those guys, she went to the conference to see one man, and that was Dave Roberson. She was hungry. So she says, listen to this guy. Listen. So I started listening, and then she started telling us, she said, in March, there's a conference coming up, and I think she had already been to one before. She said, I'd like for you guys to come out, and I'll pay your way. And we said, okay. We went out, and I'll remember the day. I was like, that was March 97. That was your first. That was his first. I'm pointing to Gary Carpenter. That was his first teaching conference. Is that right? And so we were there. And I remember standing there somewhere in the middle of the congregation, and this guy walks out. Well, I've never even seen him. I've never seen his face on a brochure. I've listened to his voice. And I was so hungry for God, and there was worship and going on, and I seen him walk across the path there and walk across the aisle or walk up on the stage, and he started worshiping. And the thought came to me, I thought, I don't know if that's Dave Roberson, but it was almost, I don't want to make this sound too mysterious, but it was almost like the passing of Peter's shadow. Because when he walked by, I thought, I want to be like that guy. Because I could feel the love of God. I could feel the compassion. And so he started talking, and I could hear by his voice, that's him. That's the guy. He's the pastor. Something happened to me that day, and I know it now as intercession. I didn't know it then. I just started to weep. Candy and Barbara, I said, you guys just, you know, go and, you know, have lunch. And I spent the entire day in the sanctuary. It was over on the, I know which side it was, and I just walked and wept, and I was like, God. And here was my dilemma. I had a large business and a large home. And I didn't know how. I knew he wanted me to go full time. And I said, God, I want to do this. More than anything else, I want to do this, but show me how. Well, out of that, I began to receive instruction. The Holy Spirit began to hear my heart. And the Lord said to me, and this is what he said to me. He said, if you'll go back, and he says, if you'll do this, and the instruction was to do a fast when I got back. And he told me the days. And then he said, if you will begin to pray nonstop, and he gave me a certain sector of hours in tongues every day, I think I got a reprieve maybe on Sunday or weekends or something, every day, I'll launch you into ministry. So I went back, and I was so hungry, I did the fast, and I started every day, every single day. I mean, it was so... It was law for me. It was religion. Not religious, but it was like I knew I had to do it. I put myself under that. He did, in a good way. I would start the men, get the crews going, drive back home, walk in, go in, play, maybe play with the... We had two daughters. go in and I would do those sit down. I mean, I would spend, okay, wow. Keep going. I didn't know how in the world that I was going to ever. I had contracts. You got to honor your contracts. I had a bunch of men. I had a large house. So we put the house on the market because we said it should sell, even if we'll drop it down. We want to go full time into ministry. I kept praying. That was March of 97. I didn't know how it was going to happen. All I can say is that at the end of like 4 months, there was something that came out of heaven. Actually, it came up inside of me. It was grace. And the Holy Spirit began to speak to me, and He began to show me how I was to do this. We had bought the home from a guy that had built the home, lived in the home, and then built another home, which was even larger than that. We were on an acre of land, and most of it was fenced in with a big high fence, barn out back, wood deck, nice jacuzzi on the wood deck. I remember getting in the jacuzzi and telling Candy, "This is really tough, but somebody's got to do it." We had bought that house as an owner finance. And so 92, that's like 20 years ago. And so the deal was, I think it was $1,000 a month that we were paying him. And then we were going to give him principal payments. You know, he had certain scheduled principal payments. Well, we never missed for 4.5 years those $1,000 a month payments. And then at times I was making good enough money. I just remember at times I could just, I don't know how many times, but I remember one time, and probably there was others, I just write him a check for $10,000, and he lived next door and I could take it over. So we were doing good and he was doing good. The Lord said to me when this grace come on me, He said, "Why don't you ask Mr. Pelfrey," was his name, "why don't you ask him if it would be all right with him if you just gave the house back to him? You didn't want anything from him, you didn't, but it'd be all right with him if you just gave it to him, back to him, and he could resell it." So we had him over, and I said, "Mr. Pelfrey, you know," because he wasn't even saved. I said, "You know, we've been pastoring this church in Immokalee." And I said, "We really want to go, and we can't sell this. I don't know why the house won't sell. We've had it on the market. You know, we've had it on the market for like 6 months or so. Would it be all right with you? Could I just give you this house back? Could we just walk out of here? We don't want anything from it. We don't want anything. Would you just take it, and then you can resell it?" Well, for 4.5 years, we've been paying in the $1,000 a month and then big principal payments. So he had done well, and he said, "Yeah, you know, if that's what you want to do." Hallelujah. Then I was like, "Lord, what do I do about the business?" And the Lord said, "Give your business to your dad." And I remember calling up my dad, and I said, "Lord," or I said, "Dad." I said, "Dad, can I meet you somewhere?" He said, "Sure, I'm over such and such with my crews." So I drove over there, got out of my truck, got in his truck, and I said, "You know, I want to go in the ministry." I said, "Yeah, son." He's all for me doing that. I said, "You know, I've got all these contracts, these condos going and stuff." I said, "Could you take my contracts, and could you take my men, and could you take my equipment, and I'll just give it to you." And I just knew that it was grace. I said, "Can you just do it?" I said, "I don't want nothing from it." And it worked for him because, I mean, he would get the men to do it. He'd get the equipment to do it. And I knew that they would accept him because he was a great builder. And he said, "I'll do it." And I said, "If you ever, you know, if you want to bless us at any time in the future, that's up to you. But take it. It's a gift." I'm saying all that to say this. It's not me saying that I gave away a house, that I gave away a business. You know, I heard Pastor Dave say years ago, he said, a gift is something that just leaves you. It's something that it just leaves you. There's no strings attached. It's just there, and it's just grace. It just leaves you. What came on me was the same grace that came on the Macedonians. It's the same grace that the church is supposed to operate in. If you said, "Man, I can't," I really felt like other people knew at the time some of the things that we were doing, and I would say, "It's nothing. It's not even me. I don't even feel this. I don't feel even a small slither, a nothing. I don't feel an inkling of loss in this. I don't feel like I really didn't even feel like I was doing anything. And to this day, I don't feel like I did anything. All I did was follow the grace. I just followed the grace. And that's all we're ever supposed to do in our giving. Follow the grace. Hallelujah. Amen. Would you just pray with me this morning? Father, what you've provided in Him, so miraculous. It's so wonderful. It just fills us up to where that it removes us, even in our giving. I pray, Lord, this morning that not just today, not just this conference, but as they go back to wherever they're from, or even wherever they're here, or locally, Father, and I know in this church they understand this principle, but I pray that their giving in the future, wherever they're at, will be based on grace. Your strength, made perfect in our weakness, even in the levels of our giving and the things that you say to us. Speak to their hearts this morning. Bless this offering, we pray, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, Amen. Amen.